killed in the Manchester synagogue attack may have been killed by a bullet fired by police. The attacker did not have a gun. The only shots were fired by police. The gunman also killed that way. Another victim of the attack was stabbed to death. Also from Britain, the Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has been named as the new Archbishop of Canterbury, the first time a woman has been selected as a spiritual leader of the Church of England. The Senate returns to session today, and a vote is expected on the budget. However, it's not expected to pass, meaning the government shutdown will likely continue.
The Senate returns to session later today, but Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats don't fund the government by tonight, lawmakers will be sent home for the weekend, stretching the shutdown longer.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez in Washington. Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced today. Prosecutors want 11 years behind bars. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers defends congressional Democrats who demand enhanced Obamacare tax credits set to expire in December be included in any bill to keep the federal government running. Speaking with reporters Thursday, Evers says he thinks what the Democrats are asking for is not extraordinarily difficult. A shooting Wednesday in the city of Barron leaves one person dead and two others injured. Officers located a deceased male and wounded female and the suspect, who had what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Life-saving measures were attempted on all three. The woman and suspect are transported to hospitals. And one of Wisconsin's largest convenience store chains will no longer take or offer pennies. Quick Trip announced Thursday it'll follow guidelines from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is phasing out production of 1-cent coins. Instead, Quick Trip will round prices down to the nearest 5 cents. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:02. Get ready. We have another keyword coming up a little after 7. We're going to get you moving with Kylie Minogue and the Locomotion on Max FM.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Yeah. The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:09 on Friday morning. Let's take a look at this summer-like weather forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny and warm, a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 63. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 87. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 64. Sunday, sunny with a high of 84. On Monday, we see a chance of showers and thunderstorms return, a high of just 68. Looking ahead to next week, we see temps start falling into the mid-60s and lows in the 40s to 30s. So yes, we start returning to more seasonable temperatures starting on Monday. Get out and enjoy the last days of summer while you can. Currently, 61 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, tonight, Baraboo Thunderbird football versus Holman for the homecoming game. Brandon Wagner and Ben Bromley on the call a little before 7 p.m. Speaking of homecoming, the homecoming parade is in downtown Baraboo today, and that starts right around 3:30 p.m. The 99.7 Max FM Facebook coverage will start right around 3:20 p.m. You can live stream the parade on our Facebook page. We look forward to being part of this year right in front of the building and our studios as well. Lots of things are happening today. We have 75% off a deal over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. This is a huge deal this morning. This certificate for $65 towards services at Sweet Sanctuary Services today only. $16.25. No code required. Sweet Sanctuary Services is a Wisconsin professional organizer who specializes in transforming cluttered spaces into serene sanctuaries through decluttering, space optimization, personalized organization systems, and digital cleanup services. Again, the $65 certificate is towards organization services. Today only, the certificate is $16.25. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up right around 7 o'clock, we will have our final morning show keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest. Your chance to win $200 cash and gold jewelry in our daily giveaway and tickets to see Green Bay versus Minnesota indoor club level tickets in November in our multi-state text to win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance, agent Chris Stanton, Back Row Baraboo Motors, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coasters. We will have keywords today, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. will be our final keyword of our contest. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device for your chance to win today. I came across this story this morning, and this one was very interesting. A New York City woman took her car to get fixed because she kept on hearing a crackling sound. It sounded a little bit like this. So the mechanics couldn't figure out what the noise was, but they did end up giving her a 60,000-mile tune-up, which cost her $700. When she brought her car home, she realized this sound, again, that she was hearing in her car. Mechanics couldn't figure out what the sound was. She took it home, and she heard the sound again, and she figured out that it was a fireplace soundscape that she was playing through her speakers. So, yes, that is priceless. Well, not exactly priceless. Cost her $700 for a tune-up that didn't fix the issue, and yes, it was a fireplace soundscape playing in her car. Of course, the next question I have is, why was she playing a fireplace soundscape in her car? I'm like, you're driving down the road. I get you want to have some relaxing sounds, but why would you be playing that sound? Yeah, and she now, here, full disclosure, there's a little more to the story as we've done a little bit of digging on this. She was concerned after a previous mechanic had found signs of rodent activity in her engine, and she was worried there may be more rodents in her engine compartment. And so that is why she took it in a second time, and they thought the culprit could be low coolant levels, but she took it in for service, and she was already due for that oil change and the 60,000-mile check, and her mechanic investigated, could not find anything unusual going on whatsoever. And then, yes, so she was sitting in her car very much frustrated by that crackling she noticed. And it was part of a nature app that was on her phone. And that is why the mechanics couldn't duplicate it, because guess what? They didn't have this woman's phone. So, yeah, I've heard a lot of weird car noises. This one is a doozy. If anyone has any similar stories they want to share, you can always share those via our text line, 608-355-9970, or of course via the free Civic Media. All texters will remain anonymous. I'm curious if any mechanics out there have ever ran into this, or someone's taken their car in for service that's had a weird noise, and come to find out, that's what it was. The police on Max FM.
I tried before to tell her all the feelings I have for her in my- a ball. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:22 on Friday morning. We will have a full look at that weather forecast coming up in just moments, but weather for tonight's football game will be absolutely perfect. So bear with Thunderbirds football tonight, 7 p.m., right here on 99.7 Max FM. Baraboo homecoming game versus Holman tonight. So good luck to our T-Bird crew. And we'll see all of them right around 3:30 during the homecoming parade as well. PHP's having their 11th annual Fall Festival Broad Fry and Bake Sale. That is taking place this Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. Your purchase will support their holiday adopt-a-family food distribution programs, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Again, the PHP Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale taking place this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. For more information, you can go to phpowisconsin.org. Now, I remember many, many years ago that I had some law enforcement contact, and no, it was not for toilet paper like our good intern Killian had. And we'll talk a little bit more about that during the morning show when Emily joins me. A Florida man was pulled over for going 107 miles per hour. Yes, you heard me correctly. This Florida man was pulled over for going 107 miles per hour. When they asked why he was speeding, he said it was because he had an appointment with his barber. Here is Michael Stanek being pulled over and talking to this officer.
Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
You have an appointment with your barber. So you go 107 miles an hour.
I'm sorry.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
So yes, Mr. Stanek was on the way to his barber, must have been running late, and he got pulled over for going 107 miles per hour. Now, this story is somewhat ironic, maybe even a little bit humorous, because many, many years ago, I was pulled over, and when I got pulled over, the nice officer that had pulled me over had let me know that I had not come to a full and complete stop and that my license plate was obstructed. And the first question that was asked after that is, where was I heading? And I said, well, I'm going to get a haircut at a certain establishment. And so I let him know which establishment I was going to, and he was like, okay. And he came back and handed me a ticket. And I'm like, that was unfortunate. And then later on, as I was reading the police report, in the police report, it said the subject was in a hurry to get to his haircut appointment. And I'm like, okay, no, not really, because it was to Cost Cutters and they didn't take haircut appointments. But yeah, I was not in a hurry to get to my haircut appointment like Mr. Stanek was here, because I wouldn't be going 107 miles per hour for any reason whatsoever, because we obey all signs and law enforcement rules, because those tickets are pretty hefty. Now, my question, of course, is, did Mr. Stanek get to his haircut on time? And, you know, I'm just kind of curious. I am going through and looking at through the rest of the story. In Florida, motorists caught driving over the speed limit by 50 miles per hour at speeds of 100 miles per hour are considered super speeders, and they can face jail time for that. According to police, Stanek was taken to the Sheriff Perry Hall inmate detention facility, where he was later released on a $150 bond. So, yes, guess what? Mr. Stanek didn't make it to his haircut appointment after all that either. So the moral of the story is, please slow down. You're going to be even later if you get pulled over for doing things like that. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit cellplus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. you know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. So it's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:35 on a beautiful Friday morning. Pretty cool look at the skies this morning in the Bearbury if you're out and about. The Clash on Max FM. Seven Max FM, The Clash, to keep your morning rolling. 6:38 on Friday morning. Yes, the weekend is almost in sight. I see it outside the window here in the Weicker Great Day building in the corner of 3rd and Oak and the Max FM studios. Looks like a pretty cool morning outside. Looking at the clouds, looking at that from the window here. I want to go out and take some pictures. That is ultimately what I want to do this morning. Just a beautiful morning out there. Get out and definitely enjoy it. It's going to be sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 63. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 87. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 64. Sunday, sunny with a high of 84. Sunday night, we do see a slight chance of showers return into Monday morning. We see a cooling down on Monday. The summer-like conditions end after Sunday. So yes, Monday, we see chances of rain, a high of just 68 degrees. By the middle of the week, we're looking at highs in the low 60s, lows returning to the low 40s, and even the high 30s. So get out and enjoy it while you can. Currently 61 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios. As a reminder, we will be broadcasting the Baraboo Thunderbird Homecoming Parade live today. We'll start that right around 3:20 p.m. Parade starts at 3:30 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. So as a reminder, if you're going to be in the downtown Baraboo area today, parking is restricted on the square. You will not be able to park in the square area after 1 o'clock today. The no parking signs are up already, so please be aware of that. And yes, we will live stream the parade starting around 3:20 on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We look forward to doing that. And we're going to actually have some parade commentary during the parade as well, as ultimately the goal. So trying out some new cool things, and we're looking forward to having you join us for that. And then again, Baraboo Thunderbird football tonight, right around 7 o'clock, right here on 99.7 Max FM. You can also stream that on our website at max.fm. You can ask that smart device, play Max FM Baraboo, unless it listens to anything like ours. Or better yet, don't deal with that smart device. Just download that free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM, tap on Max Mouse, and that way you can stream us on your mobile device wherever you go. Plus, you're going to need that mobile device in about 20 minutes with that Civic Media app. It is our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text-to-win contest. We are going to be giving out that next keyword right around 7 a.m. this morning. So be ready to go for that. Lots of fun things happening. And the stories from Florida continue as well. I don't know what was going on in Florida this week. This is another doozy. A woman in Florida was arrested Monday after stealing a motorized Publix shopping cart and using it to drive herself to an appointment. Here are shoppers talking about this situation. This is insanity.
Desperation, I would say. Strange things are happening.
I absolutely don't expect it to happen.
Well, I would say it's probably not the best thing to do for your longevity of staying out of jail.
I love that. It's probably not the best thing to do for the longevity of staying out of jail. That is one of the best quotes ever. I have to say, that one tickles my funny bone this morning, and I'm still laughing about this. So, now, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office in Florida, the deputies responded to that Publix store on Monday. They said they were talking to the store manager, who told them that a woman had come to the store, stolen one of the motorized shopping carts, and was seen driving it down the road. They tracked the woman down. She was identified as Robin Zick, 42, and they found her at a Circle K gas station almost a mile away. Now, the deputies met with Zick, who was still sitting on the cart, and confirmed that the cart, valued at $2,500, was indeed stolen. Emergency medical services then arrived on the scene due to a phone call that Zick had made prior to the deputies speaking with her, they said. Deputies questioned Zick, and she had told them that she had taken the shopping cart to go to a medical appointment she had. She told the deputy she planned on driving the car to her appointment and then bringing it back. Zick was then transported to the hospital for further evaluation. Zick was released from the hospital, and deputies now have arrested Zick for stealing this motorized shopping cart. And it's just absolutely insane, not something you would expect. And the shoppers just in shock as well. And, you know, there were some other issues going on here from everything that I can see. And then also there's a mugshot of her, and yes, I suspect there were some maybe other substances involved in this situation as well. So I didn't even know they had motorized carts like that. I'm assuming it's similar to like the sit-in shops that we see around here. And the other thing is, they don't go that fast, and if they're not charged, guess what? You're not going too far. So yeah, pretty crazy deal there, to say the least. And yeah. A lot of things going on in Florida. I'm just wondering if there's something in the water or what's going on in Florida. So, yep, we'll stay tuned. Maybe we'll hear some more interesting stories over the weekend. Coming up, we are going to take a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. We'll have a look at local sports with intern Killian. Music by Hart and Billy Joel on Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown, it's a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Today's big deal of the day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. Is your inbox overwhelming you? Does your space need a little more organization? Let Casey of Sweet Sanctuary Services give you a fall cleanup. She'll organize your computer, closets, or other cluttered spaces so you're ready to roll for the months ahead. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $16.25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Looking for a service you can count on? Backroad Baraboo Motors has you covered. From oil changes to heavy-duty repairs, we handle it all on every make and model. Got a truck that works as hard as you do? We service heavy-duty vehicles, too, so you'll be back on the road in no time. And because life's busy, we're open Saturdays from 8 till noon, so you don't have to take time off during the week. Backroad Baraboo Motors. Service for all makes, all models, all drivers. Schedule your appointment at backroadbaraboomotors.com today. Backroad Baraboo Motors. We keep you moving.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. To start off, we want to congratulate Kieran Merrill on making it to sectionals for Baraboo Girls Golf. Good luck, Kieran, and we hope to see you make it to state. Switching topics to Friday Night Lights, tonight, Reedsburg will play La Crosse Logan, Wisconsin Dells will play Mauston, Sauk Prairie will play Portage, and Baraboo will face Holman for their homecoming game. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. 99.7 Max
FM.
I've been lonely, I've been waiting for you, I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been trying to keep it under. I can't tell you what you're feeling inside, and I can't sell you what you don't want to buy. Something's missing, you gotta look back on your life. You know something, it just ain't right. What about love? Don't you want someone to care about you? What about love? Don't let it slip away. What about love? I only wanna share it with you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station. Max FM.
Friday night I crashed your party. Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out. I was only having fun.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is still shut down and could stay that way for a while. There is no movement on compromise, but there is a budget vote expected in the Senate today that is likely to fail. Police in Manchester, England say one of the two people killed in the synagogue attack yesterday was accidentally killed by police. A massive fire at a Chevron oil facility in El Segundo, California, south of L.A. ABC's Trevor Ault has more on the intense flames.
Firefighters rushing to the scene in El Segundo, California around 9:30 last night, trying to tackle that gigantic blaze. Several fires burning within the facility.
Yeah, we have heavy flames showing from the refinery.
Towering flames and billowing smoke turning the night sky red. The inferno could be seen for miles.
Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs in New York.
He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking he receive 11-year sentence. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers defends congressional Democrats who demand enhanced Obamacare tax credits set to expire in December be included in any bill to keep the federal government running. Speaking with reporters Thursday, Evers says he thinks what the Democrats are asking for is not extraordinarily difficult. A shooting Wednesday in the city of Barron leaves one person dead and two others injured. Officers